weekly meeting.
Yeah, I certainly have a meeting with the leader, Barry Aspinall, and the mayor, Councillor Vicky Davis, as well. Really good. And first time I've been, and really worthwhile. I think it's a really transparent thing they're doing.
Yep.
And they basically, me and other journalists, sat down and told us what's happening in the upcoming weeks and what they've been doing.
They're really trying to make it so everybody's involved now.
Yeah,
it's no closed door policy. Yeah. It's all kind of open and out there and exciting.
Exactly. Right, lots to get through. Yep. So let's start. Point number one. Okay, a little good news story. They're launching a painting competition for primary schools. This is for all infant and junior schools in Brentwood. It's going to launch in September, and now the winner... with the winning painting, the theme will be My Brentwood.
Yep.
So that's all I've been told. My Brentwood will be the theme. The winner will go on the mayor's Christmas card.
Ooh.
On the front, and
and
the runner-up will go on the back, I think.
Yep.
The town hall's going to have some major refurbishment, and more of that in a minute. But all the entrants are just going to plaster on all the walls, so that'd be great for the kids. As I say, starts in September, and the winning picture as well will be framed permanently.
Yep.
in the town hall. Barry's very pleased that after pressure from press and from Phoenix FM, White Lining has been put down on the Ongar Road, the A128, ahead of target. So that's very good news. Right, moving on to the big news, really. Gypsies and Travellers, a decision has been made. It's the first one in 11 years for the permanent residents, travellers, for Roman Road, Mount Nessing. This is known as the Roman Triangle. It's the first official encampment. That means that they will pay rent, they'll pay council tax. There'll be Caligas there, there'll be sewerage, etc. It'll be managed as well. And also they're going to improve the site. It will have a proper brick entrance. They're going to take down all the temporary hoardings they've got at the moment. They're going to plant bushes and trees, so there'll be some screening from there. So that's good news.
And how many people can actually be on that site?
No, there's no figure at the moment. But they have to find what they haven't got in Brentwood yet, and they have to, every other council's got one, is a transient site. That's for people who come in just for maybe 2-3 weeks and then move on somewhere else. There is no transient site in Brentwood, so they're looking at various areas for that at the moment. 84 pitches they have to find for that. The next point is there's a new town hall delivery group. The Tory group wanted to demolish the town hall 3 years ago. That was halted. And what they've decided to do is to improve what they've got and to raise funds for that. They're now leasing various parts of the building to outside companies. Now, obviously, the building's too big for purpose. So, for example, the whole of the third floor is being leased to an outside company, so that will generate income. Staff who are currently on the third floor will be moved down, etc. They're going to investigate and put in air conditioning in the building. There's no air conditioning. There's no medical room. That's going to be done. Hopefully, showers to be put in as well. The money for this is coming from the startup scheme. There's no cost to the Brentwood taxpayer. And the biggest news of all there is there's going to be a brand new reception area, and they're going to try and get everybody in. So there'll just be one hub. So CAB will be there. Job Centre Plus could be there. Community Hub. And also an area for assisting vulnerable people. There's nowhere in Brentwood, for example, for domestic violence, is nowhere properly for emergency care for them to go at the moment. So that quick slurp there.
you need to when you're on the road. You get it's very dry. It's the air conditioning.
It dries right up there, etc. So there's lots of good stuff going on there, and hopefully you're going to have a revamped town hall that is fit for purpose. And is accessible to all the public who can come in and deal. If you come in with a planning problem there, for example, then, or a noisy neighbour, then you'll whoosh you straight to the right department, etc., and that will be sorted. Now, the other eye-opener to me was we had a long chat about Crossrail. As you know, Crossrail involves Shenfield Station. And Barry was quite perturbed that he thought everything was done and dusted and sorted. He went to a planning meeting on Tuesday, which was all fine. And then there was another meeting last night in Shenfield itself. And there's going to be a lot of opposition to this. This is the construction route. Now, bear in mind that work will start Christmas 2015 and will go on to March 2017. There are going to be a lot of lorry movements coming in into the borough. The route that Barry wanted them to come in and what he thought was agreed was to come in at the A12, the Mount Nessing roundabout, down Wash Road, which is already an HGV road, into Hutton Industrial Estate, turn right onto Rayleigh Road down to Shenfield Station. But they want to come down from the same roundabout where McDonald's is, down the road, and then cut through Alexander Lane, Oliver Road area, past two schools there, which are residential roads. Obviously, somewhere along the line, it's going to go through. Somebody is going to go through a residential area. But as far as Barry's concerned, he thinks that his route is the less damaging, less away from houses. As far as permissions, etc., Crossrail sort of can override everybody, but the Highways Agency can have a massive say in this. So it will be up to the Highways Agency in Essex, which is headed by Rodney Bass, to say which route they'll go for. And obviously residents in that area are going to be very concerned, and we'll try and keep you updated as much as possible what's going to happen there. Now, at Shenfield Station itself, there's going to be two extra rail sidings because they're going to be running 12 trains an hour. And that means Shenfield will be the terminus, and all the trains will stop at Shenfield and start at Shenfield. One staggering piece of information I found out today, which I presumed we were going to have a fast route from Shenfield straight into London. So maybe stop at Shenfield, Stratford, bang, into London, and then off, because the rail route is going right across to Reading. It's a fantastic concept. It's the biggest building project in Europe for ever, really. But no, the trains are going to stop at every station. So we're told. So I don't really see why people would use that service when you can get a fast train from Shenfield to into London now without stopping. The idea, eventually, they're also talking about that it will link up with Southend Airport, so you'll link Heathrow and Southend, so that would be really good news. Certainly no fast trains. The trains are going to be longer, no toilets on them. So, you know, you can imagine a family going on holiday. That's going to... How can you have young children? It's 75 minutes from Shenfield into central London.
But who thinks of these things? Are these people mad or something?
I don't know. I just presume that Crossrail would be definitely a fast train. Didn't even occur to me it would be a stop at every station. Yeah. I've been watching that £15 million tunnel... £15 billion project that's been on last night about Crossrail. It's a fantastic project. Everybody's getting a new Maidenhead, Reading, huge, updated, magnificent stations. Shenfield isn't. They're not even changing the ticket office at the moment. We'll have to wait and see. And also, there's some sort of question. Councillor Kendall got a letter last night from Crossrail about ownership for various stations. Some confusion about this. Who owns what station? Crossrail are paying for this. Others are paying for that. I think that we're going to hear a lot more and more about this. And finally, it's Brentwood First Family Fun Day today. And Mr. Aspel and the mayor are off on their first attendance today for one of these family fun days.
Yeah, she's going to be judging a competition. I was reading it out a little bit earlier, which is the colouring competition, and it's on the King George's Playing Fields in Grave Road, Brentwood, between 11 and 3 today, and it's completely free. So there's Punch and Judy down there, bouncy castles, arts and crafts, all that kind of thing for kids, and it's a lovely day. So get down there, and it's free.
And I'm going to ask all these questions in full, and Barry can give you his full explanation of all this on the 20th of August. He's coming in with me on 123 on the 20th of August. 1 o'clock. So if you want to hear what the council have to say from the horse's mouth, shall we say, then 20th of August, 1, 2, 3 with me.
Lovely.
Thank you.